Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait till you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the "no animals were harmed" message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Good morning, Leonard!
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 acid popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies!
Hey, everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies.
This is Doug loves movies.
Holy shit. You fucked it all up. We practiced and everything. Everybody was perfect in practice. And then at actual game time, it fell apart, just like the Padres. I don't even know how the Padres did this last season. They actually did pretty good, right? Like they went all the way to the Super Bowl, didn't they? No, but they did pretty good this last season, if I seem to recall. Petco Park was busy, you know what I mean? During the playoffs, they had some games there, right? Anyway, we're talking about San Diego because I'm coming to you, as I have for quite a few years now, on the day after Christmas at the American Comedy Company, it's Sweet Home San Diego! We are doing it. It's Monday, December 26, 2022. And it's time for you know what? Doug plugs. The Taint Tour continues with the stand-up show on New Year's Eve at Cobb's in San Francisco, with a lot of other comedians. It's gonna be super fun. And then the next live Doug Loves Movies is at Dynasty Typewriter in LA on Saturday, January 7th at 4:20. For all my dates, oh God, how's this gonna go? For all my dates and deets, go to DougLovesMovies.com.
That's DougLovesMovies.com. Yeah, come on. Wallet, Ted Danson.
You did it. The two people just walked into the showroom and they're probably like, what is happening? What kind of weird cult meeting have we walked in on? But great job, everybody. Would you like to meet my three guests this evening? All right. I think we can arrange that. They all three of these gentlemen, you know, finally a show where all the guests are men. And yeah, it's been a long time coming. No, these three dudes went to the effort of driving the nasty commute from Los Angeles today. So yeah, so they made the effort. So please give a warm welcome. Give a warm San Diego welcome to Frank Castillo, Taylor Rizzo, and Mark Smalls. Here they come. Look at them go.
Thanks, everybody.
Wow. What a...
Thanks, Doug.
What a terrific group of hats. Oh, okay.
Mine's not a hat.
Two out of three hats. Two out of three with hats.
Your hair looks good tonight, though, dude.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yeah,
he was
welcome.
Talking to me.
Oh, yeah. People ask me, what do I do to my hair to make it like this? And the answer is nothing. Yeah.
You do the no wash, no nothing.
Give it a wash occasionally.
Oh, you wash it?
I do give it a wash from time to time, especially when I'm in a hotel room and it's those dispensers that are inside the shower on the wall, and you can just be like,
yeah,
I'll like count to 20 and then put that in my hair, and it'll
do lotion, the job. By the
it'll
way,
do the job. But that's the thing, is you put any crap in your hair and then rinse it out, your hair's clean because that crap is out.
As long as it's rinsed goo. Out.
I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
Yeah. It looks good, though.
Yeah, nice. Thank you for hopping in there with a visual joke. It's a
we practice that
it's a
on the way up here.
On comedy podcasts, especially this one, to have stuff that's just for the live audience. That was at least one of those for tonight. What does your, let me introduce you. I'm going to introduce these gentlemen now individually and alphabetically by first name. Can I do it? I think I can. Starting with the man I was going to ask about his hat and other credits. It's Frank Castillo, everybody.
Hello. Frankie.
Hey, dude.
What up, Doug?
What's it say on your hat?
Stall?
Okay.
Still?
I can't remember. To do a show
still.
Here, but
sorry. I'm pretty high.
Whoa,
right
that
now.
Was just a guess? Yeah. I wasn't trying to throw a gotcha question at you. But let me see. Let me ask you an easier question. What magazines do you read?
What magazines do
I'm
I read?
I'm kidding.
Oh.
But Doug does love magazines. Doug misses magazines. This is a podcast I'm about to start.
Big highlights fan? Or?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So many
me too.
Things I love about. There's Goofus and Gallant.
Mm-hmm. No one got a spinoff.
They're great. What?
I don't think you would have thought like one of them would get it like a spinoff comic. You know?
I see. Well, this is Frank's time. Let's talk to Frank some more. Frank, what do you think of Mark Smalls?
Great guy.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm not kidding around with this panel. This is a fantastic, fantastic panel. But let me say what I wrote down to say about you, Frank. He's a roast battle champion and San Jose native.
Yes.
What's the best movie filmed in San Jose?
Ooh.
See, I personalized the questions to my guests.
You know what? What movies were filmed in San Jose? I don't know if there were.
Maybe the Mighty Ducks franchise.
Did they film the Mighty Ducks franchise?
I don't know. It feels like they might have, either there or Seattle. I don't know. You know what I mean? I don't know where the Mighty Ducks films are they set in Anaheim? Is that
I feel
why?
Like they have. No.
Is that
no,
why the
like
Ducks
Minneapolis,
are in Anaheim?
Minnesota.
Yeah, Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Eminem. So.
Did you say Eminem?
I did. That's what I call Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you thought Eminem was from Minnesota.
Yeah, I was like, that's not Detroit.
Michigan. All right, so I'm a little behind on the states, but I just yell them out when I think of them. And San Jose, California, you just answered my question for me, Frank, because my next question was, I don't believe there are any movies that are from San Jose. I mean, things may have been filmed there, but you know what I mean? Like, I can't think of a movie set in San Jose.
I mean, maybe anything having to do with Cesar Chavez.
Is that in San Jose?
Yeah.
Okay. Is that beverage for you, Frank?
Yes.
What is it?
It's a Coke.
Holy shit. Slow down. I'm drinking unnamed water. all right, let's go. Thanks, Frank, for being here.
My pleasure.
And great pre-interview. Get ready for. I'm going to hit you with another hard question soon. But also joining us, he's directly to my left. Let me tell you some other things about him. Twitch. He's Mark Smalls live on Twitch because his name is Mark Smalls.
Thanks, everybody.
Yay.
Thanks, y'all.
How's it going?
Good.
I haven't seen you for a fortnight.
It's been... I like that.
Get it? I made a reference to that world.
Nice.
And what you do there, playing Fortnite on it. On the Twitch.
I know it sucks because I do play Fortnite and I know how bad that sounds. And I wanted to be like, no, I don't. But then I do. So
it's good.
And our third guest tonight is. No, seriously, though, Mark, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
You just got back from like Alaska or some shit. Did you smoke some thunderfuck while you were there?
I did. I got fleeced by an Alaskan weed store.
Really,
I don't know why,
like,
I thought it would be cheaper up there.
Oh, no.
No.
So if by fleece, you mean it was expensive, but it was real weed, right?
Yeah, it was called like Alaskan fleece or something. It was like...
it's right there in the name, and you're upset that you got fleeced?
Yeah, and it was expensive. Like, it had to have gotten driven up there or something by ice road truckers for... There was an ice road truckers tax on that weed. I gave her the double take. Like, if I would have taped that on a self tape, that double take that I gave her when she told me the price, like, I might not be here. I might be filming a movie.
Oh, you'd be booking some shit.
Holy fuck. It was so pure. It was such a good, just.
Oh, yeah, that was good. See, I told you, the visual shit does not stop happening.
I had to get one in.
The listeners are left out, but think of it as like a Knives Out mystery movie.
Mm-hmm.
Where, like, you don't have to know everything right away anyway. There's people on the internet today that seem confused why things are mysterious in the movie Glass Onion. They're like kind of baffled by the concept of a mystery movie.
Mm.
Like that movie tries to trick us. It's like, do you know how cinema in general works? Like, none of it's really happening live. You know that, right? We got to introduce our third guest, who is a gentleman sitting in the middle. He's in the middle spot, and he is the dab master from Getting Dug with High, and he also goes by the mortal name, Taylor Rizzo, ladies and gentlemen. Taylor.
That is my mortal name.
Rizzo. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good. Still dealing with my devastating loss on the 8 Guests of Hanukkah.
He was just recently on the 8 Guests of Hanukkah and made it to the final four. It was pretty exciting night for Taylor.
It really was.
Yeah, and then just couldn't carry it over the finish line. I mean, we'll see how you do here tonight. Are you feeling better about your chances? There's only two competitors.
I feel... Nothing against my competitors, but I feel like Frank and Mark are at least in my realm of cinema knowledge.
So you all would have come in fifth place the other night?
Yeah, you put any of us up there, it would have been fifth for sure.
You would have tied for fifth. All right, well, I think this is going to be interesting tonight, to be sure. But I have a question for Taylor, I think.
Me first? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, you know what I mean? Like, I'm still in the part where I interview you a little bit.
Yeah, I know what we're doing.
You know what I mean? Where can they see our show, Getting Dug with High, every week?
Patreon.com/Getting Dug.
Yeah, nicely right. done, Taylor.
I have good memory.
Yeah, join us over there if you dare. I didn't mean to make a little promotional rhyme there, and yet I did. Before we play some games this evening, let's visit Recommendation Nation. That's when I generally ask each of you to recommend a movie. But tonight, we're going to start with you, Frank. And I hope this isn't a tough one. But I would like you to tell us your favorite film of 2022.
Avatar 2. No, I'm just kidding.
Fuck
I'm just,
you.
It upset everybody.
You started to say it like you were disappointed in yourself for saying it. But have you seen it?
I have. I did see it.
It's not your number one movie?
No. I don't want to repeat everything.
Top 10?
No. I mean, you know what I mean? I like James Cameron. You know what I mean? As annoying as he is. But this one just really felt like he was jerking off.
Wow.
It really felt like, you know, because you were just like, yeah, I get it's beautiful. And, you know, okay. You know what I mean? Let's keep it moving. Yeah.
Yeah, he's got a real, like, look, I'm a creator.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I created this world.
Which, really, didn't the visual artist create it? You know what I mean? Like,
and didn't nature? Like, Pandora has all the same shit we have.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, waterfalls and shit.
Yeah, blue people.
We have that.
Dreadlocks.
We just don't have the flying creatures and the blue skin. That's it. That's the difference.
Movies that I really, really liked. Let's see. I mean, I liked Wakanda Forever, but I got to think something.
Favorite movie of 2022.
Favorite movie of 2022.
Yeah.
Something that I keep watching all the time. If
it comes down to that, it could be something you just saw last week. You know, you haven't had the time to watch it all the time.
I haven't really seen. I mean, only because I haven't seen anything really good lately. I'd say Wakanda.
Wakanda Forever.
Yeah, yeah.
It was good.
I cried.
Black Panther, Wakanda Forever. It's the proper title. If it comes up again later. Uh-huh. That's the long one too, right?
Yeah, but that didn't feel like anyone was jerking off.
What about... That's good.
No masturbation that whole movie.
And bonus scenes at the end?
I don't think there was any.
Because you left?
No, because I think I don't know. I think there wasn't any of this.
People who leave before the bonus scene's like, no, weren't any. I don't think I missed anything.
I think there's one bonus scene.
There's
got to
be at least one.
It's not a.
There was a bonus scene.
There's
in
no
Avatar
post credits sequence.
Yeah, there was no post credits sequence. There was a post credit sequence in Avatar 2, though.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
It was James Cameron just jerking off.
Oh no!
That's when you shit your pants. Yeah. I get you.
I mean, that blue jizz flying out of that thing into your face looks so real.
Yeah, 3D,
it's so
just
realistic.
Like jackass.
You should get all the Oscars.
If you go to the 4DX theater, the water hits you. It's pretty wild.
Brutal.
It's good for your hair.
I'm telling you, just anything. Just put it in there and wash it out. It's the washing it out is really the crucial part of a hair wash. But it's true though. Like sometimes Mark has a good point that sometimes I do use the wrong thing in the shower. You know, because I don't like bright lights in the shower room.
I have to
look at the three dispensers and memorize which one's in which position before I get in. You know, I'm halfway through this soaping, and I forget which is conditioner and which is shampoo. So here's what you do. You just take one and put it in your hair.
Nice.
And if it gets all sudsy, it's the shampoo.
Ah.
And if it's a worthless, you know, then it's the...
Are you guys bragging to me right now?
About the hair.
You've never put body wash on the top of your head? It's fucking so fun, dude. But I like a good solo romantic shower.
too. Dim the lights. Okay. Because the fan
All
light.
Right. Let's move on.
Okay. Oh, my bad. I apologize.
I mean, Doug loves romantic showers, for one. Sounds like an interesting premise. But Taylor's hair, he can't grow it like ours, Mark, because his just grows up.
Yeah.
It's just because of a pile that goes up and up and up.
It's got to fall eventually, I feel like.
Well, the bottom grows down nicely. Yeah. Oh, that actually kind of grows up, too, now that I'm looking at it.
It just grows directly out of my head like a chia pet.
Yeah. That's good, though, right? It's thick, right, Doug?
I think so.
Okay.
All right, Mark, are you stalling instead of answering this important question?
Favorite movie of 22. Man, I kind of like a couple. I did really like Smile.
Oh, fuck. Okay.
That was good, but I really enjoyed The Menu.
Oh, okay.
I haven't seen that
the
yet.
The Menu is so, really good.
All right, so you're officially going Menu?
Yeah, because I'm a restaurant guy, and that one felt, there was so many just very funny tropes and restaurant humor.
Wait, you're, like, you like restaurants?
Yeah, is that like,
no.
a, is that like a foodie?
No, I just worked in restaurants my whole life, and I hate restaurants. And so it was very funny to, like, you know, they make fun of it.
Do you like that?
And food people. I hate food
yeah,
people.
Yeah, well,
food
the way
sucks.
You said, I'm a food guy.
Well, sounded, no, yeah.
I'm a restaurant guy.
No, I hate food.
Sounded like you're into restaurants.
No, food sucks. I hate restaurants. I hate eating. It's boring to me. Like, it takes a long time. It sucks. Food sucks. The people that like food and they're like, my identity is food. I'm like, just die. Don't.
That's what we thought you were doing. Restaurant guy.
No, I hate it.
Everyone knows I'm a restaurant guy.
I mean, it's good. You know,
I'm
it's
very
okay.
much against restaurants.
Yeah.
But The Menu is...
It was good,
it's
right?
Good, it's satirical.
Mm-hmm.
And actually funny.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I admired that movie, Don't Look Up, but I didn't laugh much. Whereas The Menu gets some shots in and
there was
also makes me laugh.
There was a good thing in Don't Look Up. The only thing I really liked in that movie was with the Pentagon guy charging the money for the chips and the soda.
Mm-hmm.
That was like the best part of the whole movie. Like
that
was real.
Good.
And that, I felt like The Menu was the whole movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, my bad. Just thought we were talking about movies.
I can't
know?
Follow. I can't. I don't know what we're talking about at this point.
Okay.
But The Menu is good. I could confirm that part. Thank you, Mark.
You're welcome, Doug. Appreciate it.
Did you ever say to yourself during The Menu, did you ever say to yourself, oh, shit, Dumbledore. No, wait. I fucked it up.
Corner.
No, what's his name in the Harry Potter? Voldemort. I call Voldemort Dumbledore. Oh, my God. He'd be so mad. He'd be so mad. His nostrils would flare, but his nose wouldn't move because he doesn't have one. Just be like... like his fucking stupid lizard face. He has a nose in The Menu. Ralph Fiennes. Wouldn't that be funny if it was Voldemort running that restaurant in The Menu? That'd be interesting. Like, what does Voldemort do? What is Voldemort's job? Like, at any point, like, you know what I mean? Like, Harry Potter was a student.
Oh, is
but
that's
Voldemort's
Harry Potter,
whole
okay.
job was just like, who is paying who pays his rent? How does Voldemort make a living?
He seems more of like a homeless dude who's just kind of creeping around Hogwarts.
Is he the guy that touches him?
He touches his forehead pretty harshly.
Oh, okay. I never seen it.
Oh, you haven't even seen it.
No,
oh, sorry. I fucked
but
up.
I have like a vision.
I thought I was talking to a Harry Potter expert, and it turns out it was you haven't even seen it, but you read the books.
No. Nope.
Okay, so we got Wakanda Forever. We got The Menu, and we got Taylor Rizzo's favorite movie of 2022.
My favorite movie this year was Barbarian.
Okay.
All right. I liked it a lot.
It's a good one.
Liked it a lot.
Lots of wrecks from guests this year for that movie. Like, everybody really likes it. Barbarian, starring our friend Justin Long. And Mark went with The Menu. And Frank went with Wakanda Forever. I mean, these are all excellent choices. These are so good that I'm not even going to tell you mine. Yeah. I don't officially have one because there's some titles still on the table from this year that I haven't seen yet.
Like what?
Like, I haven't seen everything you guys mentioned. And I haven't seen... No, I saw Barbarian and I saw The Menu, but I haven't seen Wakanda Forever yet.
Okay. What about everything...
I've seen Everything Ever All at Once, which is a lot of people's favorite, I'd say, from the last year. But I liked it very much. But I still think... I think Babylon has a shot with me. Just because the reviews are so mixed, that means that I feel like I could either love it or hate it. Could go either way. Has anybody here seen Babylon? No. These are people that have better things to do with their time.
They're Margot Robbie for an hour.
Than fucking Babylon. Oh, my God. It's like 3 hours and 9 minutes long.
What's it about?
I just said it's about 3 hours and 9 minutes. Do you need me to? It's about Hollywood in the 20s, the transition from sound to film, but also everyone says it's a cocaine-fueled orgy. But when they say orgy all the time, I think they mean, you know, R-rated, probably not even a hard R, but like R-rated orgy. So as orgy as it can get under those circumstances. And from the director of Whiplash and La La Land.
God damn, I love Whiplash.
Yeah. Mm. No, everybody loves one Damien Chazelle movie. Because he also did First Man, which was a boring Ryan Gosling space movie.
Yeah.
And La La Land, and now this, Babylon. But Babylon's the result of, like, you know, he had three pretty critically acclaimed award-winning, I think all three of those movies won Oscars. Yeah, they did. They all won for something. So he made Babylon. And it's kind of, people say it's kind of a fuck you to the movie industry. Like, it's kind of like celebrating movies while at the same time saying fuck the people who just make money off of movies.
Yeah.
Like the corporate backbone of filmmaking that all filmmakers or most filmmakers have to deal with. All right, that's my choice. I'm going with Babylon. Sight unseen. It's my number one. Great recommendations, fellas. Terrific work. I appreciate you. And we'll see how it does when I present them all in a poll on the Twitter. Is Twitter still... Has anybody checked it? Is it still... If Twitter's still a thing, then I'm going to put it on the Douglas Movies account, and we'll have those three movies battle it out. And it's funny, I wrote down your answers in the wrong place, but that's all right. We'll make it work. And we have to take a break before we play our games tonight. So we will be right back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
We're back.
Yeah.
We've got an audience that's amazing at following instructions, and one of them is going to win the contents of this bag. The winner is either going to be a woman whose last name is Glaze, so her name tag says Glaze and Confused, is being played for by Frank. Yeah. Mark is playing for a dude whose name tag says Unbearable Mike on it.
It's called Mike.
For Unbearable Nicolas Cage. Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent. And then, which was the working title of the whale. And then, stupid. All right. And Taylor is playing for, oh yeah. Release the Crack John, because John's favorite movie is the original Clash of the Titans. So that's who everybody's playing for. Somebody's gonna win this stuff. I'll give you a quick, I'll like feel in here and tell you what I'm feeling. Or I'll show you this thing. It's kind of cool. It's from our friends at Peacemaker. It's called a clutch. It's a little rubber pipe that also has a place in it where you can keep your weed. And it's all in one compact little thing, so you can just walk around with it. I got an ashtray from Glasshouse Farms, and some pants. A pair of pants are in here that are too big for me, and they're weird because they're like pants where you're not supposed to wear underwear. And yeah, I'm not down with that. And this is cool from Grav. It's a glass joint. It's a little. I mean, there's no weed in here. It's just the joint part. You can put your weed in it. A really cool fashion lighter, a grinder, some rolling papers, you know, that kind of stuff. A Doug Benson pin, just, you know, fun little trinkets for you to do whatever you want with. Maybe they're good stocking stuffers for next year. It's never too early to get ready for that. Are people just getting here? That's amazing. Let me do a quick recap. Frank showed us what he looks like without a hat. And, oh, he just did it again. That's the thing about Frank. He'll do it all if you come in late to his show, he'll go ahead and do it. He'll show you what you missed. And, yeah, there it is again. where are you in from? You coming in, like, from Santee or something? Like, did you take the trolley? Okay. I wasn't really asking. I'm just grateful you're here at all. And I just described what's in the prize bag that you can't win anyway at this point, because people have already been chosen. And the first game we're going to play is called Live, Die, Repeat. Yeah. Do you love this game, Mark?
I do.
Yeah? Big fan of it? Mm-hmm. I know Taylor did quite well at it.
I sure did.
Against seven competitors, not just two like we have here tonight. Mm. And Frank is probably not sure what this is.
How do you play this game?
I'll tell you. Happy to tell you. It's called Live, Die, Repeat, because right now we're sitting on the edge of tomorrow. I'm going to say the title of a motion picture. Uh-huh. And the first one on stage of the three of you fellas, the first one who repeats back the full and correct title wins the game.
Oh, okay.
That's all you got to do. Just repeat it back.
Mm-hmm. So you're describing the movie?
Oh, I'm going to say the title really slow.
Oh, okay.
And then if you guess and you guess wrong, I'll start back at the beginning of the title.
Okay.
Yeah. It can be utter mayhem, especially with eight people doing it. Somehow Taylor reigned above all.
I don't know.
Yeah, we'll see how he does today.
Pressure.
You want to do a practice one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's do a practice one.
Yeah.
Smile.
Smile.
Fuck.
Fuck.
Yeah, I mean, it's your favorite movie, practically. It's
God
your second
it.
Favorite movie.
That wasn't that
we
good.
We shouldn't yeah. say high the menu because that's too long.
What, like I didn't get high before this?
Yeah, but I was a... You know?
I smiled, bro.
Yeah, Mark just thought it was a command.
Yeah.
Let's do another practice one.
All right.
For me.
Huh?
Huh?
J- Jaws 2.
Jaws 2.
See, you got to go back and say it all.
Jaws 2.
Now you know how it works.
So Taylor right. got that one too. Yeah, yeah, Taylor, you're good at this, bro.
Yeah. This is my only talent.
It's the only thing Taylor knows how to do. I brought this game back tonight because he's not going to get any other points any other way. No, he'll be fine. Okay. Maybe. We'll see.
If I win this, I'll be all right.
Yeah. I feel like you win this game, you should get a juice box. Like, this is high key.
Anybody got a Capri Sun?
Yeah.
You can have the rest of my water. Or we can order you something fresh. Fresh out the kitchen if you want.
No, I'm
okay. Is everybody ready?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, I felt it. I felt like you were all like, just say it already. Mm-mm. But I keep saying other words that aren't the title. But I'm going to start.
Harry Potter. Fuck.
Harry Potter.
I wish there was something called Harry Potter. Fuck. Harry Potter.
Harry Potter. Harry Potter and the Alucard.
Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban.
Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets.
Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone.
Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire.
That's it.
Yeah. You did it. I'm a goddamn nerd.
Oh, my God. That was amazing. he cherry-picked Azkaban on you.
I know. Azkaban. I've never seen it, but I like see the title, though.
Right. That somehow, yeah, that is weirdly the most memorable. The others tend to be more like objects of things, places of that. You know,
Sorcerer's.
Like, like, I couldn't even tell you the titles of these new secrets of the, what are they called?
What?
You know, the spin-off of Harry Potter that they've made through. Oh, Fantastic Beasts. Oh, I don't know what any of those are called.
Oh, yeah, Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them.
Yeah.
Fantastic Beasts and the Crimes of Grindelwald.
Yeah.
Fantastic Beasts and Dumbledore Finally Comes Out of the Closet.
No. He came out before that.
Yeah, he did.
Did you ask him that question, or is he just trying to flex on us?
I think I kind of asked him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I think I asked him.
He's going to be asleep in 45 minutes.
It's so true. Dude, Frank's got a great system if you want him to ride with you to San Diego.
Yeah.
Is that he'll do a dab as soon as he gets in the car, and then he'll sleep the entire way. If you like that kind of companionship,
it works every
in
time.
A long drive, he's the way to go. Like someone that will wake up very startled if you get into an accident.
But don't worry, he snores. So,
so he could cause an accident, maybe. All right, so
damn it,
Taylor, congratulations!
What?
You didn't win that game, but you gave it a good try. See, I just already assumed that you won. But it's Frank over there that knows all the Harry Potter titles. It's been fun because over the last couple of months in the live episodes, I've been just going through the Harry Potter movies pretty much in order. And it's kind of amazing how most of the guests have no idea what the titles are of the Harry Potter films.
Was Sorcerer's Stone a title?
That was the first one.
Or Philosopher's Stone, depending which side of the pond you live on. Right.
Can't be mad.
Nerds. All right. So congratulations again to Taylor for sitting next to Frank, who was our winner of that game. Frank, you get to go first in this next game, followed by Mark, then Taylor. That was kind of arbitrary, but felt like Mark did slightly better in the Harry Potter thing, but I could be wrong.
I'm offended.
Just slightly. All right. So, Frank, this next game is called ABCD's Nuts. That's the proper reaction to a game called ABCD's Nuts for basically no reason other than to just get to say that. It's a spelling game. It's a matching game. It's like match game. And there's spelling. Frank's already confused. Frank, we're going to spell something, and by spell it, I mean we're going to go through the letters of it, and with each letter, I think you might have done this before, you're going to name a movie that begins with that letter. That's all you got to do. Okay. Is a movie that begins with that letter.
Okay.
But if you match the movie that I wrote down ahead of time, then you automatically win the game. Okay. But it'd be very difficult to match unless you figure out what the theme is. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Once you have the theme, that might help you. Probably not. As I look at this, it's very difficult. We're going to spell the taint.
The taint?
Yeah, because we're in it right now. The holiday taint. It taint Christmas and it taint New Year's.
Oh, okay. All right.
The holiday taint. So in honor of the holiday taint, in which I always appear here, San Diego, and then later in the week, Irvine and Sacramento, and, well, no Sacramento this year. Sorry, Sacramento. Maybe we should cut that. Anyway, ending up in San Francisco on New Year's Eve. Yeah, I just tour California because I anticipate these fucking bomb cyclones and whatnot. Is there anybody here tonight who's here just because you couldn't get out of San Diego to go visit family? Did that happen to anybody? Oh, I thought that might have got me a couple of extra audience members. People have just got stuck in San Diego. But anyway, Frank, the first letter in the taint is T. So all you got to do is name any movie that begins with the letter T.
Transformers.
To start us off. Just name one, like name a movie that's like a respectable for adults.
The thing?
I'm just joking around.
Oh, okay.
All right. Is the first one's just called Transformers?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Colon the movie, not even?
No, just Transformers.
Just Transformers, not the Transformers?
Nope.
I mean, that'd be a T also. So I can't really complain about that. But okay, you're going Transformers.
Yes.
It's not what I wrote down.
Wait.
What?
Wait, I have to guess.
Mm-hmm.
That's the idea.
Oh, God damn it.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
I get it. Yeah.
It could be anything at this point.
No, absolutely. I just wouldn't have wasted it on the Transformers.
What?
I mean, I'm so confident you're not going to say what I wrote down. You could change your answer if you'd like.
No, I'm good.
Okay. You know, it's just a silly game. Like, the idea is to just stay in it by naming any movie that begins with the letter. You don't really have to kill yourself to try to match. Because it's tough to match. This first one that I wrote down, I used the, because T, you know, the begins with T. And so I picked a movie called The Great Scout and Cat House Thursday.
What indeed?
What indeed? This is an actual motion picture from the 70s. With that actual title, like people had to put that up on a marquee. The Great Scout and Cat House Thursday.
It's a lot of letters.
Yeah. Anyway, the next letter to Mark Smalls is H.
Can I ask what that movie was about real quick?
The Great Scout and Cat House Thursday was the story of a man who's very good at tracking and finding things. Mm. An excellent scout, if
Ooh.
You will. And his friend that he meets in a brothel is a woman named Thursday.
Okay.
And they go off on an adventure together.
All right. So in that theme, I was going to go Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Allah. But I'm going to switch it up to a man that's great at hunting and meets a woman. Let's go with Halloween.
I love your strategy. The thing to keep in mind, though, is I don't have any idea what that movie's about, other than that thing that I just made up.
Try to get smart. Never works.
It's from the 70s, man. Mm. So I don't fucking know.
Yeah, Halloween was too.
But it
too,
had like real
know?
Actors in it and shit. Like I think like Lee Marvin's in it or something. All right. I think it's a Western. It's a Western, I think. That makes more sense. H, what'd you say?
I said Halloween. I didn't get it.
You said Halloween.
I didn't get it, huh?
No.
Damn.
There's no way anybody would get this.
Okay.
Here's
this game's fucking sick, dude.
Here's the answer. Holiday Monday.
Yes, that was my third guess, bro.
And the theme isn't that these are what these are descriptions of today. I don't think of either of you as a scout or a cat house. Any of you. E is the next letter. Taylor seems to maybe. No?
I think I know a little bit of the theme, but I don't have an answer for it, so I'm just going to go with Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Oh, that's a great answer, right? Yeah.
The audience doesn't seem to think so.
It's not what I wrote down, though. No, because to go with Great Cat House Thursday and Holiday Monday, you got to have Easter Sunday. Starring a guest, former guest on this show. And maybe future guest. You didn't see that Easter Sunday movie?
No. You thought I did.
I thought anybody did. Joe Coy? Has anybody heard of Joe Coy?
I think I got it.
Yeah, Joe Coy.
Can I
had a whole movie that came out. It's called Easter Sunday. Came out in August.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
I feel
this
bad
is real.
Now.
You're looking at me like I'm making this one up. The Cat House movie I made up. Easter Sunday is real. Joe Coy has Sunday on Easter.
It's on Netflix.
Easter on Sunday. It is now?
I think so.
Okay.
I think
check
I,
it out.
Can I solve?
Yeah.
I
what? Think, no.
Solve the puzzle.
The fuck, you think we're playing Jeopardy, bro?
Yeah. Okay, so you get the next letter, and it's the letter T, and he thinks he's ready to
wait.
Knock this thing down.
Wait.
What
so
happened?
The first three letters were the?
Yeah.
I could have bet money you were going to ask for instructions on this game.
So the next letter is
we're
E.
Spelling the, we're spelling the taint.
Oh, wait. We're spelling
e.
the taint.
The taint.
Your T.
No, let him spell it. Let him first spell it.
I don't know what's going on.
I feel bad for him right now.
I'm so scared.
Yeah.
We should. Just a movie that begins with T. Go ahead and end it like you said you were going to do.
Wait, so what do I have to do right now?
You have to name any movie that's ever made
that starts
including
with
ones that start with the.
It's so crazy because when you made this game, I'm sure you're like finally a foolproof game.
Yeah.
That like
any idiot can play this
fuck
game.
This up, yeah. Right? And you never in your wildest dreams imagined a full breakdown of like, wait, name a movie with T? I'm confused.
All right.
Okay, so, you got this.
So, T.
I mean, I think all the Transformers movies begin with T.
The Thing.
Yeah, all great right. One. That's a great one. Which year?
The one from the 70s.
That's the best one, yes.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
Almost fucked that one up, dude.
I mean, none of them are terrible. I'm not trying to bring down any other The Things, but the
although I have a huge crush.
But the John Carpenter's The Thing is good. Yeah, but she's great too. You're right. All right. I wrote down, thank God it's Friday. Okay, Mark.
I don't have it.
A.
But I know.
A. If I just keep yelling at you,
I'm trying to think of like, you a Thursday or like, you know, like it's not, and all I can think of is Armageddon.
Is I'm trying murder. To send it to you, Mark.
So all I'm thinking of is Armageddon.
I like Armageddon.
And that's kind of like what's happening today.
An answer. Yeah.
It's
topical.
Could it be? Damn it.
Not Armageddon.
Wait, can I guess what the A one is?
I guess you can. You're not going to get it.
I know.
Okay.
Any Given Sunday?
God damn, that would have been good, dude.
No.
Oh. Wow, good guess, Taylor.
That was really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Ash Wednesday.
Fucking I didn't even know that was a movie.
Nobody should know what that
I
movie
read the
is.
Book.
Oh, now I get it.
Elizabeth
no, you don't.
Taylor.
You know what the best part is? He doesn't, though. He absolutely doesn't get it. There's no way. He was like in his head before he said that. He was like, I'm going to say I get it, and they'll think I get it. You don't get it.
I is the next letter to Taylor.
Independence Day.
Ooh.
Wow.
Yeah, that's not it. I like the confidence, though.
I have never had that before, so it feels good.
Yeah. No, it's good, good confidence. Now, before everybody starts going, what is this? This is a real title. I'm not fucking with you. If it's Tuesday, this must be Belgium.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, I don't believe you.
That's a real movie. That's fucking real. Swearingen from Deadwood is in it. Yeah. Your dog is into it? Oh.
Oh, I thought your dog was in that movie. It's like, damn, that's Hollywood,
you
baby.
You thought her dog was in it? I thought her dog was into it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, your dog digs that movie.
You have a Belgium dog, huh? Nice.
Yeah, interesting.
Belgian.
Mm, there you go.
Like the waffle?
Yeah, okay.
Oh, that is interesting. Belgian. Anyway. It's a movie about a group of tourists traveling through Europe. If it's Tuesday, this must be Belgium. It's a comedy, apparently. The next letter. Who's up next? Frankie. What letter do you think is next, Frank?
N.
You're going with N?
N?
Yeah. Is that your is that your final answer?
Yes.
Okay, sticking with N, everybody. All right, give me a movie that begins with N.
It has something to do with a day.
Has something to do with a day. That's so you say.
Ooh, fuck.
I like where you're headed with it. Sounds like you got the right letter.
Ah, yeah. damn. No. Damn it. Oh man, now I'm blanking on N movies.
You don't need. We're not here to torture you. It's not. You're not going to match anyway.
Oh, okay. Well,
and
thanks.
The game is one person away from being over. But just now that you've freed your, you've relaxed, you've freed your mind.
Nemo.
Just name a movie.
That's not what.
Just go. Maybe the theater. Maybe the theater you saw it in didn't bother to put the whole title on the marquee.
National Lampoon.
You always thought it was
Christmas
called
Vacation.
Nemo. Nice. The National Lampoon's. That was a twist I did
Nemo.
Not expect.
Yeah.
No.
He saved
National
it.
National Lampoon's Finding Nemo.
Yeah.
Oh, National Harpoon. Oh. Dead fish humor. What team? Some team just won a game and it was played here, I guess. Oh, maybe they're going to play here tomorrow. That's probably it. Anyway, college football team went to SeaWorld and they showed it on every news channel in town. And the coverage was just them on the one of the roller coasters that they have there. You don't see a fucking fish at any point. Like SeaWorld is just like, we're gonna just try to quietly back away from this whole blackfish thing and just be a roller coaster park, which I think is awesome. Don't you think it would be great if it was just, if nothing was held captive there except for people who love roller coasters?
Or what if they went the other way, where you could pay more to see people get eaten by fish?
Yeah.
That would be sick.
Yeah, if there was guaranteed results. Then, you know what I mean? But I don't want to go. I mean, every show with a killer whale is dangerous. I want them to up the ante somehow. I want the fish to have the upper hand.
They could collab with the local prisons and make something happen.
The upper. Oh, Taylor.
Whoa,
Taylor.
Whoa. They really split the audience. Two people are loving it. Everyone else is like, nah, we draw the line at people that were just working a job.
I just said that to weed out the bad ones in the audience.
What do you mean by bad one? No.
Say something shitty to find the shitty audience members. I kind of like it. Don't love it, though. Oh, man, we're so close to finishing this game.
Woo!
Ann is never on Sunday.
Okay.
Never on Sunday. And then T,
Let's go with the Friday after next.
That's a fantastic. I wish I just could say I'm a terrible liar. I wish I could just say that is the correct answer.
Wrong answer? Oh.
But no, the answer is the first Monday in May. Yeah,
what?
It was a documentary about Anna Wintour putting out the May issue of Vogue magazine. Yeah, but all of those movies are movie titles of genuine movies that have a day in the week in them. And the point I wanted to make with this is that, you know, except for like the Friday movies, Hollywood has fucked up when it comes to days of the week. And they're all still waiting to have a classic with that day of the week in the title. Ooh, I thought of one, though. Ruby Tuesday. I forgot that movie. That wasn't bad. And Saturday Night Fever, of course.
Ooh, yeah.
Is Saturday, I think, Saturday and Friday seem to be the days of the week with the most love.
Yeah, Friday Night Lights.
Not a lot of Wednesdays. Big Wednesday, and that's about it. Yeah. Anyway, thanks for playing. Nobody wins. Congratulations. It's a perfect way to start off a new year. Well, you know what that means, Frank?
Neutral.
I'm still in the lead.
You get to go first in our next game, which we will play after these messages. We'll be right back.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
We're back! Yeah. Oh, man, we're having so much fun, and Frank gets to go first again in our final game of the evening. I'm already dreading explaining how it works to him. But I think we'll get there. With a little patience and a little love, Frank will learn how to play Super Last Person Standing.
Yeah, that's fun.
In this game, each of you will have the name of one actor or actress from their filmography. I think you've played this, Frank. You have to name movies that they were in. But we're going to get three names, and all four of us are going to play.
Oh, fuck.
And we're going to take turns naming any of the movies that any of those three people were in.
Oh, fuck.
It gets worse, Frank. Guess how we're going to determine the name of the actor or actress that you're going to have to name the movies of.
How?
Your person that you're playing for in the audience, who you chose. Destiny chose it. Glazed and Confused has to pick. Look at Frank.
Think in the eyes.
What actor or actress would Frank know a lot of the movies that this person was in? But also look at Taylor and Mark and think, what one would Frank know that they wouldn't? And me too, for that matter, because I play along.
Yeah, really stereotype us.
Or just pick somebody that you would enjoy hearing us try to name movies that person was in. Doesn't, you know, you don't have to be too strategic about it. Brad Pitt, that's a big one. No, I'm all right with it. You guys all right with it? Well, I'm
good.
You don't
got to
be all right with it.
I know some of his
Glazed
movies.
Glazed and Confused wants it, so that is what has been decreed. It is going to be Brad Pitt. Now, yes, but that's just one of three names. This is Super Last Person Standing. So, Taylor, Who are you playing on behalf of again?
Crack John.
Who?
Crack John.
Oh, yeah, Crack John. Release him. What do you think? What are you sizing Taylor up? What?
Any actor?
Any actor or actress. But, yeah, actor's probably a good instinct.
Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks.
Yeah. All right.
Okay. It's another...
Heard of that guy?
That's another big one. The club told me that the show has to be under 4 hours.
It's going to be with us.
So, yeah, we're going to have to, you know, we'll have to, like, you know, speed round that shit, you know. All right. And Mark is playing
Mike.
On behalf of Mike. Unbearable Mike. Oh, I mean... I kind of feel where this is going. You going Nick Cage? He says Nick Cage.
Oh, my God.
All right, Nick Cage. Okay.
God damn it.
Wow, this very manly episode
Nick
of the show.
I don't know Nick Cage, Mike.
Has turned into...
You don't know Nick Cage? Come on, baby.
Like,
it's
I watch Smile, bro.
Nobody's in Smile. I mean, the acting's all very good, but they're, you know, unknowns because it would be weird if, you know, a well-known actor's got that weird face. Hey, don't... Somebody just said a Nicolas Cage movie. Settle down.
Mm-hmm. You know, Nick Cage is in Avatar, too?
Shushy. You can't make stuff up, Frank. Is he really?
Yeah, yeah. It's him and James Cameron jerking off.
All right. You get one idiot point. You get an idiot point.
Wait, I didn't know we could play the game like that.
Yeah, no, you get idiot points every once in a while. If you say something so dumb it's funny, I'll throw an idiot point your way. No, that doesn't. It's not worth anything. What Frank needs to do now is just name movies that have Brad Pitt, Tom Hanks, or Nick Cage in them, and all of us will do that. It's going to go, Frank, yeah. What's that?
Just one?
You know, you have to keep going.
No, I meant like, but one movie, any of them were in.
Oh. Yeah.
Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Okay, yeah, that's how it's done. That's how it's done, son. All right, so yeah, so let me call on you because I feel like you're going to yell one out as soon as it gets back over in your direction. But yeah, that's the general idea is Brad Pitt in, and you don't have to say who was in it, but I'll clarify it if, you know.
Dude, I play video games with him and it's so frustrating, dude.
He's just laughing off mic. All right, Taylor.
I'm going to go with Pig.
That's what somebody said in the audience.
I know. That's why I'm taking it now.
All right.
Oh, you know what?
Did you say pig or big?
That was the greatest. That was one of my favorite.
Oh, shit. Yeah. What just happened?
That's
right. That could have been either, but I think it was pig because I think we were talking about Nick Cage. And somebody,
yeah. That is one of my top three.
Oh, then I said big.
Because we all love pig. But
then
all right.
I said big.
So you're going pig, big?
Big, big.
Pig. What do you got? We got Mrs. Smith, pig, big.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm going to go with Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent.
Mm-hmm.
Frank?
Oh,
See, it's going to come around fast.
Oh, yeah, it is going to come around fast.
Yeah, you got to get ready. Lock up
Benjamin
a
Button.
Few of them. Who?
Benjamin Button. Curious Case of Benjamin Button.
Yeah, tell me what's unusual about... Okay. I'll drag it out of you. Taylor.
National Treasure.
Oh, and also you can go to your quote-unquote lifeline that gave you these awful names.
Okay.
You can go to them once.
Con
you can
Air.
You go to them once, just once. What'd you say?
Con Air.
Con Air, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't mind a little applause for Con Air. Mm-hmm. Come on. Let's give a little of that.
Mm-hmm.
Give me time to think of Raising Arizona.
Mm.
Frank.
Face Off.
Mm. Yeah. Taylor.
Bullet Train.
Castaway.
By the Sea.
Fight Club.
I'll call on you.
Oh, shit. I'm sorry.
Frank.
Fight Club.
We don't talk about Fight Club.
Fucking got him, dog. Good stuff. Dunked on, bro.
Taylor.
Raising Arizona.
Mark. Wait, I just said Raising Arizona.
Yeah.
Did
you? Yeah,
oh.
I did.
You got this.
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Okay.
Yes.
Go
yes.
For
Forrest Gump?
Yeah, but I was waiting for you to call me Forrest Gump.
That's all right. Cool. I won't call you that.
Forrest Gump.
I got something else I want to call you.
Mm.
Snatch.
Mm. Good movie. Love that movie. Solid movie.
Frank.
The Elvis Presley movie.
Are you really going to play like this?
Is that what it's called?
What's it called? What's the movie called?
The Elvis Presley movie?
If you had to give it like a name that people would say, I'm going to see.
Elvis Presley?
Let's say people are in a big hurry. And they don't have time for all the formalities. What would they call that movie?
Elvis?
Yeah. Correct. I could not let him go out on that. I can't let him go out on that. I can't let him win ultimately, but he cannot go out on that. Taylor?
Frank's struggles always make me forget what I'm going to say. God damn it. I should have went after Mark. Inglourious Basterds.
Mm. Yes.
Go seven.
Say what?
Seven.
Oh, seven. Mm-hmm. Joe versus the Volcano.
Mm.
Frank.
You're
out. Taylor.
What? What?
I'm joking. I'm joking.
Not Stellaris. Fucking Solaris? No.
What's happening?
Who's in that?
Why do you do this, Frank? There's so many movies these people were in.
Say Oceans. One that Oceans. You know Oceans. Oceans.
Okay.
Ocean's 11. Yeah. Ocean's 11.
Oceans is the sequel to Bodies, Bodies, Bodies. You idiot. You got three idiot points for that one. All right. What number did you land on? You're like a roulette wheel. Which one did you pick?
Ocean's 11.
Ocean's 11. Taylor.
Ocean's 12.
Mark.
Ocean's 13.
And I'll end the category with Ocean's 8. Yeah.
Frank. Wait, who's in Ocean's 8?
Bunch of ladies. Thanks for paying attention. Oh, wait, there was one man in it, James Corden.
Oh, my God. Okay. Tom Hanks. I'm the captain now. Fuck, what? Captain Phillips.
I'm the Captain Phillips now. That'd be so funny if he took his name and his position. Taylor.
The Burbs.
Yes. Mm. Yes. Good one. Mark.
Meet Joe Black.
Mm. Ooh.
Damn.
Doug. Thelma and Louise.
Huh?
Frank.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, I thought that would confuse you.
Damn it. Tom Hanks. What was
Tom Hanks was in that movie, where he's like,
shit.
Like he'll raise his voice suddenly. It's funny. he's been in some dramas too.
Damn it. I think I forgot.
you tapped?
Yeah, I tapped.
You gonna tap?
Yeah. Jesse's like, what?
Go to your lifeline.
Wait, lifeline.
He's got a lifeline.
You got a lifeline. Go to your lifeline. What do you got? What
Babylon.
Babylon.
I have
funny.
No idea who's in that.
Brad Pitt.
Oh, okay, sick.
Yeah. All right, so you're good for another round, so let's think over there. Think about Tom Hanks, Brad Pitt, Nicolas Cage. Yeah. Taylor.
Catch Me If You Can?
I probably could. You're not that fast of a runner, Mark.
Leaving Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm. Kick ass.
Killing Them Softly.
See, look at this rebound man over here.
I got HBO Max.
What the fuck just happened? All right, start. I'll remind you again to start thinking of more. Taylor. Seemed to work.
True Romance.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Bradley Pitt is in it.
Cloud Atlas.
Tom Hanks.
Damn. I was trying to think of that.
Tom Hanks in the roles of a lifetime. Weird movie.
Yeah, that movie sucked. I wanted so bad to like it. I read the book and it was fucking an ass.
Splash.
Mm.
Did someone say Castaway yet?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
No? Mm-hmm. Oh, they did?
Yes, I did.
The Terminal?
Yes.
Damn.
What is happening? Do you have a... Lift up your shirt and show us you're not mic'd. You don't have a wire. Wow, that was... Didn't expect that. Taylor.
Did you say Joe versus the Volcano already?
I did, yes. My favorite.
I will go with...
What was that other movie he was in?
Oh, that one?
Yeah.
I don't know. I
just
have to
say
go.
That one.
I have to go with my with the one I was keeping in my back pocket.
Oh, okay. Let's do that.
Grindhouse.
Is what?
Nicolas Cage is in Grindhouse.
He is?
Yeah.
What does he do?
He plays a role in Rob Zombie's Fake Trailer.
Oh.
The Werewolf Women of the SS.
Nice. That is.
It's my only knowledge in film.
That's good work. That's in the which part of the movie? The Planet Terror or the
It's in between the two.
Oh, right, it's a fake trailer.
Yeah.
Got it. Grindhouse. Excellent answer. Mark.
Bad Lieutenant.
Ooh.
Sleepless in Seattle?
Damn it.
Yeah.
Matchstick Men.
Yeah. Yeah. You're still killing it. What is I don't get it.
Saving Private Ryan?
Good fucking movie, huh?
Yeah.
You've Got Mail.
Ooh, fuck.
The Weatherman.
That's great. Is it The Black Witch?
Who?
Nicolas Cage. He plays a...
He's a Black Witch?
No, he plays like a knight killing a like an evil sorceress.
Whoa. Don't help him. You're going to have to do better than that.
Oh, fuck. Okay.
Do a different one.
Okay. Oh, Ghost Rider.
Fuck you. I literally just thought of that. God damn it.
Oh, man. Oh, that was good. That's all you got, Taylor?
Nope. is it Wicker Man?
Yes.
Fucker.
Nick Cage and Wicker Man. The bees. Mark.
Time to Kill.
Oh, yes. Of course. Mark, you're a national treasure.
Already did that one.
You're a national treasure too, Book of Secrets.
Hell yeah.
Apollo 13.
Fuck!
Damn it. I was literally like, I was my back pocket one.
Oh no, back pocket. Taylor.
Fury.
Oh,
fuck!
Right.
I just thinking that was a good
that
one.
That tank movie, yes. Right? It was in a tank.
What's it? It's Tom Hanks, Nick Cage, and...
Tom Hanks. What?
Brad whom?
Tom Hanks,
who,
Nick
Hanks?
Cage, Brad Pitt.
Brad Pitt.
Hanks. Ooh, I got a good Hanks.
First
movie he was ever in.
Let's go with my lifeline, please.
Mike, lifeline.
You got
Mark's,
one for me?
Where's Mark's lifeline?
Mike.
Mandy. Oh, ooh. Mandy.
Oh, yeah.
Nick Cage and Mandy. Yeah, that's correct. All right. Nobody likes Mandy, apparently. Except for Mike. Mike's clapping. Mike's clapping for Mandy. Yeah, it's so great. It got me thinking of Color Out of Space.
Oh, yeah.
Another crazy-ass Nick Cage movie.
Yeah. Shit, okay.
Frank.
Yeah,
Color Out of Space. Check it out.
Oh, Ad Astra.
Yes.
There we go. That's the one I was thinking of earlier.
Wow. Yeah. Every A-list actor has some dumbass space movie.
Whoa, I liked it.
Still a space movie. Can't change that. Taylor?
I think I have to go to my lifeline.
All right. Bachelor Party, very early Tom Hanks. Oh, yeah, I threatened earlier to say his first movie.
Let's
it's
go,
not
that
one.
Punchline?
Yep.
Wow, fuck.
In which Sally Field played his love interest, and then Tom Hanks was her son a couple years later in Forrest Gump. Yeah.
I just remembered like 10 bad Nick Cage movies.
You did?
Yeah.
All right. Let me get it. Let me bang out another. Let me give everybody what I promised. He Knows You're Alone was Tom Hanks' first movie. Go.
Bangkok Dangerous.
Oh, he's serious. Taylor.
I think I'm officially out.
Taylor's out. Mark.
Once Upon a Time in Mexico.
Mom and Dad.
Wait, who is in that?
Huh? Brad Pitt.
Brad Pitt. Mom and Dad, starring Nicolas Cage, Selma Blair. Go, Frank.
Next.
No, it's your turn. Oh, shit. I think I thought of one. Mark?
It's Frank's turn.
What?
It's Frank's turn.
Oh, Frank? No, I said next.
Oh, he said next.
That's the name of the movie.
Oh, okay. Damn, I had one. I had one.
Frank?
Yeah?
Just checking.
I'm out. I had one. Yes. I forgot it.
Oh, shit.
Yes.
Damn it.
Just give it to me. Can I give Mark one that I thought
no.
of?
No.
Give it to me. 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 Give it to me.
Don't give anybody anything. I got to win this thing. It's very important. I promised. Promised the kid in the hospital I'd win to.
Fuck. Okay.
That being said, I'm going to say A League of Their Own.
Shit. God damn it.
Was that the one that you had?
No.
Oh.
There's a Nick Cage movie where he plays a crazy ambulance driver, and I can't learn the name of it.
We all know it. Everybody knows it now that you said that much, especially okay. Ving Rhames fans.
I know.
Yeah.
Fucking...
But, you know, we can't be here all night, you know. We don't want to be up all night, you know, bringing up the dead. So can you think of the title?
Bringing Up the Dead?
Yes, that's it. Frank Castillo's our winner, everybody! He did it! Oh, man. Frank, that means you got to do your plugs first. Toy Story. God damn. Toy Story, Toy Story 2, Toy Story 3, Toy Story 4.
I was thinking it the whole time.
Cars, because Tom Hanks is, because Woody speaks briefly in Cars.
And what's the one with Nick Cage and he steals the cars?
Oh, gone in 60 seconds.
Fuck! I was thinking that the whole time.
Oh man, I really came back with that Bangkok Dangerous.
Yeah.
Oh God, thank God I'm bored during the days.
That,
oh,
yeah.
My tags. Please follow me on Instagram, Frank Castillo. At the Comedy Store. That's where I'll post my dates. Also have a podcast called Peaked and another one called Masonic Smoker Podcast. Yeah. All right, that's it.
Tight.
Yay, Frank Castillo.
Yeah, Frank.
Yeah, Frank, congrats. I'll be in touch with you about your returning appearance as a champion. I mean, you other guys can come back anytime you want as well.
Yeah,
but Frank's got an immediate open door. We'll have Frank back in January if he'll have us. Taylor Rizzo, what do you got to promote, buddy?
Check out every Tuesday, Doug, myself, and Alicia Glass get stoned in the spacement. Getting Doug with High every Tuesday. Yeah, patreon.com/gettingdug. Check that out. I also have a podcast called What's Wrong With Me. What's Wrong With Me podcast on YouTube. If you like trivia, we have a trivia segment on there called Not Trivia, where it's just a bunch of questions about my opinions. So yeah, check that out. It's fun.
Taylor Rizzo, everybody.
Taylor Rizzo. Good job today, bud.
Hey, can you make it up here to get your bag? Congratulations. Confused. There you go. Be careful. There's glass in there. A lot of glass items. Be careful with it. Enjoy it. And Mark Smalls.
I have a golf podcast, golf comedy podcast called Country Club Adjacent, also a comedy podcast called Pier 69. If you like watching people play video games, come watch me at twitch.tv/MarkSmallsLive.
You'll hear my laugh in the background.
Mm-hmm. Frank's on there sometimes. I don't like to play with him a lot because you can see why. And yeah, come out to a show sometime. Follow me on Instagram at Mark Smalls.
Mark Smalls, everybody.
Yeah.
Thanks, y'all.
Yeah, just stay right there, Frank. It's real. The wrap-up's going to be real quick, and then we'll all leave at the same time. I, of course, would like to thank American Comedy Company. Yeah, and everybody for coming out. And my promotional plugs are, Douglas Movies and 2 Benson Movie Interruptions, The Lost Boys and Goonies are happening at the SF Sketchfest in San Francisco, January 27th. And 28th, sfsketchfest.com for info on that. And one more time for Frank Castillo, Taylor Rizzo, and Mark Smalls. As always, there.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in